O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your light springs up for the righteous, and all the peoples have seen your glory. The night is past, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 66, followed by verses from Psalm 147. All the earth shall worship you, O Lord. Be joyful in God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name, sing the glory of his praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great strength, your enemies shall bow before you. All the earth shall worship you, sing to you, sing praise to your name. Come now and behold the works of God. How wonderful he is in his dealings with humankind. He turned the sea into dry land, the river they passed through on foot. There we rejoiced in him. In his might he rules forever. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let no rebel rise up against him. Bless our God, O you peoples. Make the voice of his praise to be heard. Who holds our souls in life and suffers not our feet to slip. For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the snare. You laid heavy burdens upon our backs. You let enemies ride over our heads. We went through fire and water. But you brought us out into a place of liberty. I will come into your house with burnt offerings and will pay you my vows, which my lips uttered, and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer you fat burnt sacrifices with the smoke of rams. I will sacrifice oxen and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God. And I will tell you what he has done for my soul. I called out to him with my mouth, and his praise was on my tongue. If I had nursed evil in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me. But in truth, God has heard me. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer, nor withheld his loving mercy from me. All the earth shall worship you, O Lord. Let us pray. How generous is your goodness, O God! How great is your salvation! How faithful is your love! Help us to trust you in trial and praise you in deliverance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
First reading is from the prophet Ezekiel, beginning at chapter 3, verse 22. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, "Rise up, go out into the valley, and there I will speak with you." So I rose up and went out into the valley, and the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory that I had seen by the river Kabar, and I fell on my face. The Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, And he spoke with me and said to me, Go, shut yourself inside your house. As for you, mortal, cords shall be placed on you, and you shall be bound with them, so that you cannot go out among the people. And I will make your tongue cling to the roof of your mouth, so that you shall be speechless and unable to reprove them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Let those who will hear, hear, and let those who refuse to hear, refuse, for they are a rebellious house.
The Lord has anointed me and sent me to bring good news to the oppressed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to comfort all who mourn, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. For as the earth puts forth her blossom, and as seeds in the garden spring up, so shall the Lord God make righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations. You shall be called priests of the Lord. They shall speak of you as ministers of our God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Lord has anointed me and sent me to bring good news to the oppressed.
The second reading is from the letter of Paul to the Philippians, beginning at chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is not troublesome to me, and for you it is a safeguard. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of those who mutilate the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh, even though I too have reason for confidence in the flesh. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus.
O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Tell it out among the nations that the Lord is King. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tell out his salvation from day to day. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all peoples. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. rejoicing in our fellowship with St. Paul and with all your saints, we make our prayer to our gracious God for your grace revealed in St. Paul and for all that inspires us from his life. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. For his insight into the mystery of Christ and for every way in which his faith continues to speak today. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. That following his good example, we may hear afresh your call to holiness of life. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. That we may receive grace to grow into the likeness of Christ. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. That we may persevere in prayer and seek new light and truth from your word. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. That we may draw other people to the fire of your love. In faith, we pray. We pray to you, our God. That we may be faithful to Christ, even to death. In faith, we pray. We pray to you, our God. In communion with St. Paul and all your saints, let us commend the world to the mercy and protection of God. Almighty God, who caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world through the preaching of your servant St. Paul, grant that we who celebrate his wonderful conversion may follow him in bearing witness to your truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Believing the promises of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who sends us to the nations, give us the power of his Spirit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.